providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the second half of the KE Report, Cortland Economics Report. This is all politics. We're switching over to politics almost every day of the week now. Some things going on in D.C. that are pretty important. Number one, coughing fit by the president, and everybody saying, are you okay? Are you okay? And the administration announces that he is COVID tested every single day. This COVID is really getting bad. We're going to be talking about that with a guy who's been through it, who almost died, my friend John Huber. Jimmy and I will be talking with him in the next segment. Let's start out with something that is, I think, really important right now. COVID is important, but the economy is more important. Jimmy, let's talk about the numbers.
Yeah, so this morning the November jobs report came out, and the expectations were roughly 550,000. They came out at 210,000. That is pretty dismal, less than half. That's a pretty bad sign, especially as you're going into the November hiring for Christmas sales. So that's a problem. And I think the administration doesn't really have an answer for it, because the expectations, you know, they were revised up in the October report. September report was really bad. And, you know, all their expectations here are being shut down. Their promises, their actual media hype and statements that the economy is doing real good are being undermined by the facts. And that's unfortunate that they continue to push that and don't make decisions that actually will help benefit the economy. When you're forcing workers out of their job, when you're mandating vaccines for people and they were forced out of work, and of course you continue this lockdown effort in many places, it's going to have a negative impact. I've talked about it before, and now we're starting to see the results.
Well, whoever's behind this thing, and somebody's definitely behind it, is doing a masterful job, in my opinion, knocking down the United States. Had dinner last night with some friends at an Italian restaurant that is barely staying open. They simply can't hire people. They put out help wanted signs. I have never seen as many help wanted signs in an area as I'm seeing in our area right now, Jim, and the help wanted signs are not being answered at all, not even close. People don't want to work.
You know, I think there's a lot of people that are still afraid. The media is still hyping the COVID. And, mm-hmm. you know, the reality is it has a less than, you know, 1% fatality rate. And the vast majority of the people that are hurt from it are at the end of their life, you know, very elderly, over 70. For the rest of us, very little problem, but the media continues to hype it. The administration continues to hype it. People are afraid. And also, over the last year and a half, 2 years, you know, since this has begun, the fear and the panic has put a tremendous amount of depression on people. They're afraid of what's happening out there. A lot of them don't want to go to work. I was at an economic forecast breakfast, and one of the chief economists for Wells Fargo's headquarters out of New York gave a presentation talking about the numbers, talking about the potential for the economy. And basically the news is all bad. It's all bad. And of course, she was not even considering, and she was asked at the end of the presentation whether or not, you know, they've factored in the Build Back Better budget from the Biden regime. And the reality was, she says, no, we didn't really factor that in, because, you know, we probably don't think it's going to come out the way that it's supposed to be coming out. But when you're, you know, at the White House telling people that this, you know, $3 trillion spending spree isn't going to cost anybody anything, or that the $1.7 trillion infrastructure budget's not going to cost anybody anything, and then the government accounting offices comes out and says, no, it is. You know, you're just becoming just a flat out liar. So the confidence in the economy is low. People are depressed because of this continuation of the lockdowns, the mask mandates. The media is manipulating people with fear over something that is really not, it's not the end of the world. And of course, then they push that Omicron variant, and frightening even more. And then you've got an administration that's up there falsifying information and lying on a routine basis to try to appease, to try to look and massage the information to make them look good. This is a real recipe for just disaster. And one other point with the numbers, you know, they talked about wage growth. Wage growth, you know, they're saying, it's positive, you know, 4.8%. But when you have 6% inflation, your wage growth is doing nothing.
No, it's absolutely.
So that's one factor. Another factor that bothers me significantly is they talk about savings rates. And Wells Fargo analysts yesterday talked about, you know, we have a very significant higher savings rates. Well, part of that was because people didn't spend over the lockdown. But the other part of it is they're saving their money because they don't know what the heck's going to happen. And a lot of them are not going back to work. A lot of them not going back to the work numbers, according to the Wells Fargo analyst and Bureau of Labor Statistics and the Census Bureau, are women. And they're not going to work because they've got to take care of their kids, because child care is a problem because of the vaccine mandates and some of these other issues, and because of the school problems that we have out there. People are staying at home with their children. And that's a percentage that is, you know, not being factored, and people not considering what the impact of all these policies and regulations are doing to the economy and how much damage it's doing to the people that are at the lowest income levels, the service sector employees. Those are the people that are suffering the most under inflation. They're the ones that are suffering the most and losing their jobs, and in some cases can't go back to work or can't afford to go back to work. And part of that is the incentivization through these continued payments, government payments and subsidies. There's a lot of fear out there. There's a lot of bad decisions that are going on. There's a lot of bad policy being made, and a lot of people are very uncomfortable with it. So,
well, I tell you, last night was a perfect example of that. It's my buddy who owns this Italian restaurant. He's gone from being open 7 days a week. He's been in the business now for about 20 years. He said, I've never seen anything in my life like this, but he's gone from being open 7 days a week. He's now open 4 days a week. He's open now Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sorry, 3 days a week, even worse. He said, you know, if I didn't do really, really well at my stores in Hawaii, etc., throughout my earlier career, the earlier part of my career, he said, we'd be starving right now. And we're trying to get people to help us, and we have absolutely no help whatsoever. Restaurants are closing down in our area. I don't know if you're noticing that or not, but it is just amazing. I went down to the hotel. It was virtually closed at 9 o'clock two nights ago. Just went down just to be able to spend some time looking at the water, and I couldn't even do that because the place was closing up early.
I'm seeing a lot of businesses closing down, ones that have been in business for a long time. They tried to fight their way through the lockdowns, the pandemic, but now I'm seeing a lot of open retail space. And of course, I'm watching the same thing. And this is, you know, anecdotally here locally, but I think it's the case in many of the blue lockdown states. And unfortunately, those are the most heavily populated states. And when you have governors like Jay Inslee, who comes out yesterday and says and starts hyping the Omicron variant, and we're going to be proactive and start putting more lockdown procedures when he's got some of the strictest in the nation, and then actually says, we're going to do this regardless of where the science leads. You've got really kind of a tyrannical guy that is not allowed the legislature, and the people of Washington State are allowing this to continue, and the legislators are allowing this to continue. Absolutely dictatorial powers. There's no legislative actions in it. That's destroying the foundations of this nation.
Exactly.
Biden regime does the same thing. We're in
exactly. Trouble. Jimmy, we've got to take a real quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, give us 30 seconds. We're going to be right back with a guy who damn near died from COVID, your friend of mine, Dr. John Huber. He's going to tell us what his experience was, and he's going to mention one thing that you're going to find to be interesting. He was immunized. Stick around. Going to be right back.